Today, we are going to use Psalm 139 as our prayer. This psalm is one that is used by Christians for different reasons in many different seasons. There are several verses that you will probably be very familiar with. It's a psalm that is full of imagery that draws you in. It begins with the fact that you are known by God and created by God. And then you have this beautiful image of being hemmed in, God hemming you in behind and going before you, tucking you in tight, surrounding you, inescapable. And then the verses about where can you go from God? If you go to heaven, God is there. If you go to the deepest, darkest places, God is there too. For us today, it may be if you are in the waiting room, anxious and scared, God is there. And God is also in every sunrise and every sunset. God is there too. Not only is God in all those places, but before you were even formed, God held and saw your unformed substance, not our human bodies that we are in, but the core of who you are, and then knit you together in your mother's womb. God was there too, forming you in the depths of the earth. God truly is inescapable. And this psalm ends with a prayer by the psalmist David, he wrote all of Psalm 139. But the prayer at the end is one that is bold. Test me. Test me. Give me the trial. Give me the difficulty, the sorrow, the grief, the temptation. Test me. And then point out the things that are not of you and lead me away from them. It's bold, it's intimate, and it's powerful. So today we're going to use a series of breath prayers for the psalm. And as we go from one to the next breath prayer, you will have a time to pause. In that pause, you can continue the breath prayer that I will have given you, or you can simply rest in God, or you can talk to God, whatever you need. Just know that we will be moving from one breath prayer to another. So let's begin by centering ourselves before God. Go ahead and take a deep breath in and out. Letting your mind come to this sacred moment now. Gracious God, we ask that you send your Holy Spirit to fill this time, to fill our thoughts and our hearts in all the ways of you. Psalm 139, the inescapable God. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from far away. You search out my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, O Lord, you know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is so high that I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and settle at the farthest limits of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness shall come over me, and the light around me become night, even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is as bright as the day, for darkness is light to you. For it was you who formed my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works that I know very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes beheld my unformed substance. In your book were written all the days that were formed for me, when none of them yet existed. How weighty to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. I try to count them. They are more than sand. I come to the end. I am still with you. Oh, that you would kill the wicked, O God, and that the bloodthirsty would depart from me. Those who speak of you maliciously and lift themselves up against you for evil. Do I not hate those who hate you, O Lord? And do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with perfect hatred. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my thoughts. See if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the everlasting way. Take a deep breath in and out. Again, in and out. Breathing in, you have searched me. Breathing out, you know me. You have searched me. You know me. You discern my thoughts. You know all my ways. Breathing in, you discern my thoughts. And out, you know all my ways. You discern my thoughts. and know all my ways. Breathing in, you hem me in, and out, behind and before. You hem me in, behind and before. You hem me in, behind and before. Inhaling, you are there. And exhale, you are there too. You are there. You are there too. You are there. You are there too. Inhale, your hand leads me. Exhale, your hand holds me. Your hand leads me. Your hand holds me. Your hand leads me. Your hand holds me. Breathing in, night is bright, and out, darkness is light. Night is bright, darkness is light. Night is bright. Darkness is light. Inhale, you formed me. And exhale, I am still with you. You formed me. I am still with you. You formed me. I am still with you. Search me, know my heart. Search me. Know my heart. Search me. Know my heart. Test me. Know my thoughts. Test me. Know my thoughts. Test me. Know my thoughts. Lead me in the way everlasting. Lead me in the way everlasting. Lead me in the way everlasting. God, you are here, and you are everywhere. You are with us wherever we go. May we trust that you know us and open ourselves to fully knowing ourselves and you. Search us, test us, lead us, all for your love's sake. Amen. Psalm 139 is beautiful, and I hope and pray that maybe one of these breath prayers you can carry with you throughout your day and your night and your week. Now, as you go back out into the world, may you go knowing that you are seen, known, and loved by the God who made you. Go in peace.